Francesco Guardi, a late 18th century Venetian artist, is famous for his many paintings of Venice, known as Veduta paintings, detailed architectural representations of real cities. To produce them, he used camera obscura, a dark box with a small hole that lets light through and allowed him to sketch the outline of his compositions before he got started on the canvas. This optical device was an early form of our modern-day cameras. In the 18th century, young European aristocrats would go on a grand tour to deepen their knowledge of the arts. Venice, one of the must-see stops on the tour, captivated them with its beauty. The first tourist, won over by the city floating on the water, would buy Guardi's paintings as souvenirs. So you could well call them precursors of the postcard. Veduta paintings were a booming business venture in Venice, but were not highly regarded by art critics, who looked down on them as commercial objects. That explains why many artists were anonymous and the lack of official recognition of Guardi's talent during his lifetime. Rialto Bridge, one of Guardi's favorite subjects, is framed in a variety of ways, and each version has its own atmosphere and tone. Here, under a bright blue sky that occupies the top half of the composition, the artist focuses on the hectic comings and goings of the people of Venice. The shop-front awnings sparkling in the sun echo the clothes hanging out to dry at the windows. The transparency of the light is achieved by applying successive layers of oil paint with very few pigments. We call this glaze. This technique allows artists to give depth to their work. You'll also notice the small dynamic touches that add to the overall impression of activity and movement. His paintbrush transforms several colored marks into objects or characters. For the first time, landscape art focused on light and impression, breaking with the tradition of details and precisions characteristic of academic art.